Hello and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm team leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. We finished our short series on some of the Psalms and we're turning now to the New Testament, to Acts chapter 2. And we're going to have a focus over the next few podcasts on just one verse. It seems that we are focusing down a bit more on individual phrases and verses. And what we will do after this is open out again and read some longer chunks. But I do want to concentrate on Acts 2 and verse 42. So a shorter reading this morning, we'll read from verse 42 through to verse 47. Before we do that, we come to our God in prayer. Lord, we do thank you for the early church. We thank you for the book of Acts. We thank you for the Jerusalem church, for the life, for the colour, for the vibrancy that's here, for the radical commitment, not only to you, but also to one another. We're excited and we're challenged in equal measure. We recognise that the early church were not perfect, just as we are not perfect today. But in these verses, and especially in verse 42 of Acts chapter 2, we see something that is powerful and attractive and different. We pray that you would speak to us through your word. And again, we pray that we, your servants, would be listening. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, reading from verse 42 of Acts chapter 2. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. So our theme verse, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. If you're aware of different faiths, and specifically if you're aware of the Muslim faith, you may well have heard of the four pillars of Islam. This verse, in a sense, gives the four pillars of the church. We see the early church and we see the practices that essentially made them the church. They were called together as the people of God and their common life was characterized by devotion to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Sometimes we think about what makes a church, and it's very easy to consider the external things. We might, at one level, think about a building. And one of the things that coronavirus and lockdown has done is perhaps shaken us out of that. The church buildings may be closed, but the church, which is the people, is still very much open. But still, even if we've got that, we can still identify tradition with church. It might be the way that we sing. It might be that we sit in rows. It might be that we have a particular leadership structure. But all of these things can owe far more to tradition than they do to the New Testament. And we need to recognize that it is the New Testament that is primary. And in these days, God is calling us to reimagine the life of the church. Tradition in and of itself is not wrong. We all have traditions, and traditions can be good things, but we need to sit lightly to them because they are not essential to the life of the church. And so as we look at this verse, may God speak to us in this time of coronavirus, in this time of continuing lockdown, and perhaps show us new ways of being the church as we embrace the new normal, as we begin step by step to come out of lockdown. It's good, it's important not to blindly go back to what we were doing before. What is the new thing that God is challenging us about in terms of our life together as God's church? This verse can really help us. This verse can show us the essential things and how we can live them out in a new environment, the environment, the context in which we find ourselves. And the first thing we see here, the focus for today, is the apostles' teaching. This is the teaching of Jesus' representatives, those who had been with him, those who had been around him as he went to the cross, and those, crucially, who were witnesses to his resurrection. But as we probe more deeply, we think about the teaching of the Apostle Paul, which is certainly the Apostle's teaching to us, and we see how Paul and Jesus again and again went back to the Old Testament. And so we see that the Apostle's teaching really encompasses the whole of the Word of God, with a special focus on Jesus, absolutely, for Jesus captures the Old Testament. We read the Old Testament through Christian eyes. Nevertheless, it is God's Word to us, and we need to respond to it and put it into practice as disciples of Jesus. So the first thing we see here is that the early church were a learning church. It's one of the great encouragements in the life of our own church. If you are listening in from a different church, this may be true for you as well. But I think there has been a real, almost explosion of discipleship and thinking about discipleship. People joining the fellowship bands that I've spoken about previously. And that's not a band with musicians and instruments. That is a group of people who are just meeting together to consider together issues of discipleship, growth in book clubs, growth in small groups, growth in people who have a passion and a commitment to pray, growth in discipleship. Here's the challenge, though. As we come out of lockdown, as there are other things that compete for our time, it's so easy just to go back and to get on the treadmill of how it was before, how it has always been. It may be that you have been on that treadmill and there's been really no option for you. And I recognize that, absolutely. But for those of us who perhaps have a little bit more time, how are we going to proceed with our lives now? Maybe that we've devoted ourselves to the apostles' teaching in the past few weeks and months. Are we going to carve out time? Are we going to be intentional in continuing to devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching as we embrace the new normal? May God help us. May God show us the way. May God strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit poured out at Pentecost, to be those who continue to devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching in the days that lie ahead. We pray together. Lord, we do thank you for your word. We thank you for the teaching of the apostles that focuses on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus who came fully God and fully man, who lived, who taught, who lived a holy life, who went to the cross for us, dying in our place, dying for our sin and rebellion, who rose again to eternal life, who ascended into heaven, who is living and reigning and coming again one day. Lord, we praise you for the gospel story and all the detail, all the life and colour that we see as the gospel is applied to our lives in the Old Testament and in the New. Lord, take us deeper. Help us to be those who know your word. Lord, as we live in a day of biblical illiteracy, help us to learn to read your word. Help us to read longer chunks. Help us to meditate on shorter verses. Help us to reflect and understand your word. And then more than that, and especially, help us to put it into practice. Lord, many of us know that actually we know more of your words than we actually live. Yeah, we need to be challenged to go deeper, to understand more. But far more, we need to be challenged to live out what we do know day by day. Help us, in the words of James, to be doers of the word and not hearers only. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.